It's dinner time. Dad wheels Grandpa to the lounge and preps me on the routine. Grandpa will eat, Neighbor Ruth will arrive, Neighbor Ruth will adjust the positions of the plants and the lamps. Ruth wheels in, reaches for the nearest plant, and exclaims, as Dad knew she would, "It was a good supper, and I ate all of it." "How's the food, Grandpa?" I ask. "Real good," he says, remembering a favorite phrase, then calling me Jackie, adds, "Well, hate to rush you off." Dad finishes feeding Grandpa, and we get ready to leave the lounge. Sensing this is the moment for a closing quip to Ruth, he hasn't lost his timing, Grandpa asks her, "You know what the Bible says, don't you?" "No," she says. "Neither do I."
If there's no resurrection, we eat, we drink, the next day we die, and that's all there is to it.
Grandpa's friend Calvin is in the hallway, as he was before we had gone to the lounge, and Dad asked him to recite the Gettysburg Address for me. The nurses sigh in unison. They've heard it many times before, and Calvin says, "I don't know if I can." Nurses tell Dad to start him off. 4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers... Which launches a dramatic performance of the address, hands emphatically in air, tears streaming down Calvin's cheeks. He ends the address and immediately begins again, which we don't notice right away as he skips the opening words. Bill, also in the hallway, seems to know we're being fooled as he interjects a joyful, slobbery laugh here and there between dramatic points. Dad discovers that Calvin has begun a third time, so he initiates applause. "Great job, Calvin," we say. The nurses seem relieved.
"What does this resurrection body look like? There are no diagrams for this kind of thing. We do have a parallel experience in gardening."
Grandpa's back in bed, and Dad's rough feeding has made for a mess that I can't bear leaving Grandpa to sleep in. While I clean up some peas that have fallen onto the sheets, Grandpa says, "I love you," and touched, I say, "I love you too." Moments later, a nurse pops her head in, says, "Hi, Kenny," and he answers, "Hey, babe, love you."
There is no visual likeness between seed and plant. You could never guess what a tomato would look like by looking at a tomato seed. What we plant in the soil and what grows out of it don't look anything alike. The dead body that we bury in the ground and the resurrection body that comes from it will be dramatically different.
I'm never sure Grandpa really knows who I am, but he always cries as I leave. Dad reassures him with his usual, "There's nothing to cry about, you've got everything you need." "They won't even let me cry," Grandpa says, so Dad changes tactics. "Okay, you're allowed to cry, it's fine, but you really don't have anything to cry about," Bill says. "Goodbye, Amy," as I leave.
"Let me tell you something wonderful, a mystery I'll probably never fully understand. We're not all going to die.
In the elevator, Dad tells me that Grandpa sometimes calls him Big Guy. "Wish I would have known you before all this happened, Big Guy," Grandpa said. "I think we would have really gotten along."
"But we're all going to be changed. You'll hear a blast and a blast from the trumpet, and in the time you look up and blink your eyes."
Grandma visited later. She asked Grandpa, "Did you talk to God today?"
"It's over. A signal from that trumpet from heaven. The dead will be up and out of their graves, beyond the reach of death, never to die again. Never to die again."
And Grandpa replied, "I haven't seen him yet."
"At the same moment, in the same way, we'll all be changed. We're all going to 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 be changed.
I haven't seen him yet.
We're all going to be changed. 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 we are.